Welcome to Enduring Words with David Guzik, a daily devotional podcast brought to you by Enduring Word.
Today, I want to talk to you from Isaiah chapter 43, verses 1 and 2. And let me read that passage and then I'll talk about it for a bit. Here we go, Isaiah 43, verses 1 and 2. But now, thus says the Lord who created you, O Jacob, and he who formed you, O Israel, fear not, for I have redeemed you. I've called you by your name. You are mine. When you pass through the waters, I will be with you, and through the rivers, they shall not overflow you. When you walk through the fire, you shall not be burned, nor shall the flame scorch you. You know, fear is a big seller. We watch videos and movies deliberately intended to scare us. Fear accounts for many of the cars we buy, the neighborhoods we live in, the products we purchase, and so much more. The power of fear is the reason why we need to hear what God says to his people in the first two verses of Isaiah chapter 43. Now, God begins by reminding us of who he is. Did you see that line there? The Lord who created you and he who formed you. God speaks to his people as their creator. God has a special and a unique claim upon us because he's our creator. When men forget or reject God as creator, they fail in the most basic obligation they have to God. And they have many more reasons to be afraid in this life. Then God simply says this, fear not. Now this is a command, but it's a command accompanied by promises. By outward circumstances in the days of Isaiah, the people of Judah had a lot of reason to be afraid of Babylon's army and the coming threat of exile. But God pointed them past their present circumstances to both this command and the promise. And why were they to fear not? Because God says, "For I have redeemed you." They could put away fear because God was not only their creator, but also their redeemer. He bought them out of slavery and set them free. Here's another reason to fear not. It's because God says, I have called you by your name. You are mine. Here, God twice owns his people. He has right of ownership both as creator and as redeemer. His ownership is personal because he says, did you see the line? I've called you by your name. And his ownership is certain because he sealed it by saying, you are mine. You know, knowing that we belong to the Lord, it's a wonderful answer to fear. We can know that he holds us, protects us, guards us, and cares for us. We can know that he would not have created us, he would not have redeemed us, he would not have called us unless he intended to finish his work in us. And how can we be afraid when we know that this God is for us, that he's looking out for our interests? Here's another reason to fear not, because God made this promise. He said, when you pass through the waters, I'll be with you. Notice in this text from Isaiah 43, he says that through any potential obstacle, God will be with us. Deep waters, I'll be with you. Do you have to walk through the fire? Then you shall not be burned. When God is with us, he is for us. And who can be against us? Now, Israel had, and they would have their trials, but we have ours also. Problems are inevitable. I want you to notice in this Isaiah text that we read, it doesn't say if you pass through the waters. It says when you pass through the waters. The text doesn't say when you walk on a luxurious padded carpet, I will be with you. It says no, God will be with us in the toughest of circumstances. Now, the problems we face are varied. Sometimes they're waters, sometimes they're rivers, sometimes fire. Floods overwhelm, fires consume, yet through it all, we can walk through the fire. God helping us, we can do this. We don't have to panic, we don't have to fear, and we don't have to run as if we didn't trust God. He can so strengthen us in our trials that we can walk through the fire. And this means moving at a pace that's unhurried, without panic, but we fear not because we can stroll through the fiery problems that might burn those who do not trust God and his care for us. Take God's promises seriously today. Decide to fear not.
Thanks for listening to Enduring Words with David Guzik. For more information about David's ministry, visit enduringword.com.